can confirm. The textbook right here.
Yo, get yourself a friend who's an actual lifesaver in real life.
Anyway, so
ladies, this is... I am taken. Don't be in my DMs.
I'm not taking any hot Scott girl gamer girls in the chat. Hit me up.
I gotta point out the fact I gotta pull this out because it's my greatest achievement.
Nice.
Okay. Anyway, back to our thing. So we're here today to talk about Halo Season 2, our overall thoughts of it. Let's go around in circles here. Thor, introduce yourself and what you think.
Hi, I'm Thor. Sam, you can call me whatever. My expectation on it, honestly, after the first season, 5 out of 10. In some parts, I'm going to up it to a 7. I feel like it's a fair rating.
Okay. Any probably should have written some questions when I did this. Like, what were your favorite parts about season 2? Like, spoilers for everyone who hasn't seen the season at all or even watched the show at all. But I mean, you're not really missing much. If
you haven't watched it, I don't blame you. In my opinion, the show is still kind of doo doo, but this is better than season. Let me shut up. We're not on me yet. Sorry.
Honestly, when Arbiter was introduced, there's some shit flying around my office. The Visigrad or the sword base, the one little bit of sword base that we got in the tunnel was funny as shit to me. Those damn Marines walking down the tunnel, no fucking flashlights in the complete darkness. You know, common sense. I'm gonna be horny about this. All the ass shots of Kai.
Yes!
Hunter agrees with me.
Mommy!
Okay, and anything you hated the most about season 2?
The Soren and Lara sideline towards the end. It just...
I keep forgetting my sister's in here.
It seemed pointless. Just for her to, you know, infection.
Thank you.
Hey, I got flooded. Oh,
by the way, let me lock this door. I'm infected!
That's like the most cliche thing you could ever see in any show with a plot twist of infected. Like, The Last of Us, they did that. Like, in the video game, it was unexpected, but it's very cliche now that, like, everyone else is doing it. Like, it's, like, right there on the arm, too. Like, that's the same, the common cliche they get. Like, that's where
they're infected. Yeah, I got flooded. I'm gonna stay behind. I love you, sweetie.
Just do what The Walking Dead did. They cut off the arm.
You see,
I want you to cut off your son's arm right at the line.
You see, on a side note, if Halsey got bit or got flooded on her arm and then she cuts her arm off and we get Halsey in the show armless like how she is in the game, I would have been fine with that.
That's true.
It wasn't on her arm, though.
I know. I'm saying flooded on the arm and she cut her arm off.
Just take right here down. Just right at the neck, downward.
Nah, I'm gonna freeze my mom.
Didn't it get cut off in like Halo? No, I was thinking of Halo 5 for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, Jewel Amdama cut her arm off because.
That's what I thought, yeah. Huh. Okay.
Damn, stop looking up into space like that, you sexy bastard. Now you're licking your lips too. Damn.
This is the first time we've actually been on the call for this long with my face. I'm not used to. I'm still trying to get adjusted to doing this type of content because.
You know, Jonah. You
know how sexy you are.
You want me to take off my shirt?
Yes.
Well, obviously, I guess, any expectations for season 3? Like, any prediction theories that you might have cooking up in that big old sexy brain of yours?
Better flood forms.
I mean, we did get almost the right one.
Kind of.
Like, they were in mid-transformation.
Yeah. And... I think with all those Halcyon class carriers, one of them's got to be the Autumn.
Fucking better.
That's all I got to say is one of them has to be the Autumn. It has to be destroyed in the most heroic way ever so that we can get the renamed Autumn class carriers. Please, 343, honor the fucking timeline.
That's not 343, Paramount. Do it, Paramount.
They partnered with 343.
Oh. 343, tell Paramount to pull a head out of their ass.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, seriously.
Okay, and then I guess final question that I will ask, same. I'm gonna ask these same questions to you, Hunter, and then I guess we'll do me after.
I'll do you. I'll sure.
Oh, yeah, I was waiting for that kind of answer.
I'll be there later. Ah. Leave the door unlocked.
Anyway,
pedals trailing to his room.
Oh yeah, I definitely. Man, my neck is so fat. Look at that neck fatness.
Your neck ain't fat. It's sexy.
Yeah, damn. Okay. I guess final question then for you is, would you recommend the show? Like, at all?
Honestly, yes. As its own separate timeline, everything has its good and bad. That's the case with everything. It's got its good stuff. It's got its bad stuff. Can't have bad without the good. Can't have good without the bad. As its own separate thing, yes, but don't go into it with high expectations.
Yes.
If you've played the games, don't go into it with high expectations. It's a completely different timeline, totally different. It's not the Halo universe, it's the Silver Team universe. That's the thing about it. I recommend it, don't have high expectations.
Okay.
That's my thoughts.
And then you said you would rate it, you said 7 out of 10? Or did you say
7 out of 10 this season?
7 out of 10 this season? Overall, but overall?
Probably stick with a 7.
Okay.
Maybe a 6.5. 7 if I'm being generous.
All right. And then moving on to the next man. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hey, and the myth. It's Jaboy Hunter. Well, it's not Jaboy Hunter. I'm still in my Black Hunter arc. The name don't mean what you Joan, I see your fucking face. It doesn't my name doesn't mean what you think it means. I anywho, yeah. Halo, the show. I overall think the show's the first season, I hated the first season. If I had to rate the first season, I'd give it a 3. This season is mid. I'll give it a 5. It's a lot better than the first season, but it's not the best show ever. Mid. 5.
We got our fucking critic here, goddamn.
But anyway, Hunter, so, yeah. I guess first question, since you already answered that one with it's mid, 5 out of 10, what was your favorite part of season 2?
Shit. Hold up. I gotta backtrack. I gotta go back in my head.
Kennedy ass shots. We mutually agree.
First off, Kai's baby girl. Shout out to Kate Kenner. She is mommy. Okay, she is the best character besides John Halo. She's better than John Halo. Okay. Besides, you know, Kai being mommy. I guess my favorite part of the show was Chief having a badass sword duel with Arbiter, like it's the package from Halo Legends.
Facts.
It was kind of cool. I guess behind that, I would say the beginning of episode 1 where they glass that one planet. I thought that was cool. That's kind of all I got. So, yeah.
Jonah, can I branch off of that really quick, or are we going to wait till the end for that?
Say that again?
So, can I branch off of his thing really quick, or are we going to wait to the end?
No, go ahead. If he allows
the elders.
Huh?
I don't know why, but the elders, they were, the priest, priestess, elders.
Yeah. I just call her crazy lady.
They're crazy like nomads. I don't care about these nomads, bro.
I don't fit. What the fuck did machine say? But no, dude, they fucking.
That's one of my many dislikes. I got way more dislikes. But yeah, all I can say, things I liked, sword duel, Kai being mommy, and the glassing of that first planet. Yeah.
Oh, for sure. They did really good on the glassing scenes.
Yeah.
Felt like I was actually playing Halo Legends, playing Halo Wars, playing as Prophet of Regret, glassing people's bases. Yeah, that's what I got. What's question 2, brother? Lay it on me, brother.
Well, this is question 3. Because you already answered 1 about your thought of season 2.
Oh, yeah.
And number 2 was best moment. And number 3, what are worst moments of season two.
Let me fucking cook. I'm
running. Hang on. Actually, no, go ahead. I don't care. We need to make this video long.
Bannock dying to a single needle round is such bullshit. In the game, a Marine without armor will get hit with a single needle and it will do nothing. No shot a Spartan gets shot with a single needle. I don't care if it was stabbed deep into his body. I don't care. If that happens in the game, you are not dying. No shot a Spartan will die getting jabbed in the chest with a needle. My second dislike is Captain Keyes dying early. He's not supposed to die that early. He's supposed to get flooded. Yes, you got people like, oh yeah, this is the Silver timeline. You can do whatever you want. No, I'm an average enjoyer of the Halo lore. Damn, Master John 117. Damn, that kind of threw me off. What was I saying? I don't care if this is the Silver timeline. If I had to rate my scale on Halo lore, how much I'm invested in it, I'd say I'm like midway in the Halo lore. And I don't care if this is the Silver timeline. Captain Keyes is supposed to get flooded. End of story. Also, Chief, like
punch up in his face to get his biometric shit.
Oh, that's why I couldn't hear shit. Sorry, that's why I couldn't hear shit. My headset was unplugged. I was like, wondering, why can't I hear you guys when I put this on? I'm just gonna leave it right here next to me.
Just have this helmet next to you. What else did I like? Like Thor said, I didn't care about the nomad people. I really don't fucking like how Quan, we kept on saying this, we think that Quan is low-key Forerunner, and I don't want Quan to be low-key Forerunner. I don't want to put it over there. I do not want Quan to be a Forerunner.
But think about it, if you remember from the original universe, Guilty Spark chose some random-ass fucking Marine that he thought was going to be the Reclaimer, didn't end up being the Reclaimer, got almost to the fucking Cartographer room, or whatever the hell you want to call it. I can't think of what it's called right now. Chief missed him by like 2 hours. False Reclaimer? We hope so.
Yeah, but at least that Marine is a better character than fucking Quan. Listen, some people...
Baby is what Quan is.
I remember back in season one, people were shitting on Quan's actor. The actress is a good actress. The character just sucks. And, you know what? One thing I forgot to mention in my likes, I liked Ackerson's character development. He had good character development, and I like that actor. Yeah. Is that all my dislikes? Did I get my rant off my chest? I think I did. Oh yeah, I like the that was mid. Okay, yeah, I think that's
What about the sex scene? You didn't like the sex scene?
That was season one, Jonah.
I know.
We don't talk about
the sex scene, Jonah.
Okay.
But yeah, that's my take on Halo season two. If you're a Halo lore enjoyer, you probably might hate this show because it doesn't go with the lore. I don't care if it's Silver timeline. If you expect in Halo show to be like Halo the game, it ain't it, Chief. But as a show on its own, it's mid. Well, yeah, as a show on its own, it's mid. And yeah,
so you would
I don't hate it, don't like it. It's meh. It's average television, I guess. It's meh.
So like overall, you would rate it as meh?
Meh. Yeah, 5 out of 10. Mid.
Okay.
We had some fucked up theories too, but we need that planning for here.
Well, I mean, if you want to, you can. You can put your theories on this.
I mean, we were speculating that the Gravemind might become a thing in season three. We were speculating that what if they go to Halo and they find the fucking Didact instead of the Flood? One thing I want for season three, give me Johnson. I want
we didn't have any fancy schmancy rocks.
We had sticks. 2 sticks and a rock and a 4-hole platoon. And we had to share the rocks. Buck up, boy. You don't want to look at your daddy.
Do the I Hate Your Daddy line, Hunter.
Oh, the goofy one that I do?
Yeah.
When I joined the call, we didn't have any fancy schmancy tanks.
Not that one.
Oh, what was the
other one? The one where it's like, son, I ain't your daddy.
Oh.
Well, I could be.
No. It's like, son, I could be a daddy, but nah, never mind. That's all he says. Nah, never mind.
Yeah, never mind.
Give me Avery Johnson. Hire me and I'll be Johnson. I'll just talk like this the whole time.
When I joined the Corps, we didn't have any fancy schmancy sex. We had dicks. Two dicks and balls for a whole platoon. And we had to share the balls. Buck up, boy. You don't want to look a Marine.
Yeah, that's my take. Jonah, your take. Your turn. That's our takes.
All right.
But yeah, also, since I don't have a face cam on, just put my fucking my character on screen because I don't have a face cam. You know the character, my icon. Yeah, because I don't have a face
so,
cam.
So just put
The Black Hunter.
I was gonna say, do you just want me to put mommy over your overlay there, just like on your screen, on your part there? Just
have mommy have my character with mommy.
Okay, I'll put her in the background of you, and then be like. Yeah.
Like, mommy. Mommy. You've been a big tall Spartan GF. Shout out to Kate Kenners.
Imagine if we could get if we could get her attention, like, hey, so
I'll feel hella embarrassed if Kate Kenner somehow saw or listened to all that about me being horny for her. It's not my fault she's hot, okay?
One can dream to interview her and be like, so can you like send this video to my boy Hunter? He's like kind of horny for you as a character.
Listen, I'd be hella embarrassed. I'd just be covering my face the whole time and be like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be horny for you the whole time.
Sorry.
You're genuinely hot. What else can I say?
All right. Well, I guess we're coming to me now. Hi. So I'm... We probably should have done this in the beginning, in all honesty. We probably should have done this in the beginning as introductions and then get the other part out of the way. But, my turn. Hi, I'm Papa, a.k.a. Jonah, a.k.a. the CEO of Sex, a.k.a.
The Rift Man.
Yep, and then also I'm AKA the founder...
the cooler guy.
Founder of Cooler Studios. And honestly, I would say that overall Season 2, like, my... personal review on it, I think I'm gonna go with Sam on this one. 7 out of 10. Like, I wasn't expecting much, but I knew what I was in for, you know?
Yeah.
Like with my favorite part of Season 2, obviously I want to say it's like this, because like you guys, we all watched this all together. Like here's something you all should know. Like, us three, we were the only ones that actually watched Season 2 like together. We didn't like take different days to watch them and then meet up to talk about it. We actually watched
the last 8 weeks. Every Friday we have watched every single episode that has aired the day prior.
Yeah, we did
every Friday without fail for the last 2 months. We have watched Season 2.
Yeah, we kind of made a mistake. Well, Jonah and Thor made a mistake. They never watched Season 1, or according to them, they didn't watch Season 1 prior to when Season 2 dropped, so they just binge-watched
all of Season 1. And I did. I watched all of it, like, right away.
Yeah, you binge-watched it right before Season 2 started. I watched Season 1
out.
Season 1 dropped.
Well, that's because
I have... had watched through Season 1 together before we continued in, like, the span of 2 days.
Yeah, I watched it all in one day. I mean, thanks to my roommate, like, you know, she gave us the Paramount, so a huge shout-out to her again. Like, for letting us use her account to watch Season 2. So hopefully we'll still have the subscription. We'll probably resubscribe again when we watch Season 3 when it comes out. But I want to say, like, overall, my, like, because, like, after, like during these whole things, I've had, like, genuine reaction, like, for those good parts. Like, I was, like, screaming so loud, like, to the top of my lungs on them. But I want to say, like, my most favorite part of Season 2 was with the one scene where John was like with Perez on the ground, and then like, he turns to right and like all that Covenant just went
the first episode when
from episode one
he's like pew, pew, pew. Nah, he was being nice.
And then obviously
John, I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, I know we're past me, but one more thing I want to point out that I liked. I really liked a lot of the stuff with the Arbiter. A lot of the stuff with Arbiter and Maki. I forgot to point that out. I liked the arc that Arbiter and Maki. I fucking hate Maki, but I kind of like them, the stuff they were doing off screen.
The duality that they had.
Also, the mini great schism that happened on his ship was cool, too.
So. Yeah.
Honestly, I'll get to that part in a bit.
Continue. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I just had to fill in a blank.
No, you're good, Pookie Bear.
Thank you, Pookie Bear.
Okay. But like another good scene I love, like that was like really good. I like the part with the, like, the last episode. I liked it with Chief going through the fog there and, like, kicking ass, like, left and right there. Like, actually being Master Chief going boom, boom, pa, pa. You know, with all that stuff. And then the dual wielding, the Arbiter versus Chief thing. That was a pretty good fight.
Literally, it was just the package from Halo Legends, but yeah, live action. And it was fucking cool, I guess.
Dude, Chief is ass after he got back up.
He broke his mandible. He looked like Artas.
And Jonah's sitting there, hey man, I think he's good. And I'm just like,
Jonah's like, Chief, I think you got him. As he punches his face, all you hear is Jonah, Chief, I think you got him.
You like, what he's times. No.
No.
That's what I thought.
That is the second time Chief became Batman, the way he was repeatedly punching. Remember in season one where he meets that like creepy black dude and he pins him against the wall like, where am I? Where am I? See, why is Chief becoming Batman, bro?
Dude, when that crackhead popped back up in this season for like a split second during Quan's little fucking trip out that the sand ladies gave her. That's what you describe them as, is the sand ladies.
We don't talk about the goofy nomad people. They were annoying.
That old lady was kind of pissing me off, dude. I kind of wanted to punch her if I could. Like, don't get me wrong.
We're all speculating, like, that old lady might be the librarian because
obviously,
her.
Yeah. Cortana in this season was pretty okay. I mean,
absolutely horrendous.
Better in season one. I'm not. Yeah, she did look.
I liked her first design from season one. Season two, they need to scrap it. Like, they're probably gonna do it for season three. They're probably gonna scrap it and put it together or something.
All they had to do was keep the season one model, but make her blue. She was a white woman wearing blue clothes. Just make her fully blue. Keep her how she looked in season one.
Change her name to Weapon at this point. She's looking closer to the Weapon.
For real.
Yeah.
But
give us Hank for Cortana.
You may continue, Pookie Bear. I'm sorry.
Thanks.
We're sorry.
I love you. Sorry.
I love you too. Anyway, coming back to my conversation, the worst parts of season two, I want to say,
let him cook.
was the, like, McKee and Arbiter relationship I could, like, see there. Like, not necessarily a relationship, but, like the way she acted when he died and all that, it looked like she wanted to fuck him.
She wanted that Sankili cock.
Instead of third leg.
Fucking out, bro.
But...
If Arbiter lived, there would have been a huge love triangle between
Mike. Obviously, and another thing was obviously. Well, obviously, I'm hoping that they didn't just kill off Keys, because that would suck.
He was supposed to get flooded.
Exactly. So, like, the fact that they kill him off, like, what is it? Like, on episode six, was it? Was it episode six or four?
So.
When Reach was it? Five. Okay. When Reach was invaded, but like, he's supposed to get killed by the flood. At least that's what lore says. But obviously, we're looking at a new timeline, a new universe, I guess we could say, for Halo. But like, even then, you would think that the writers would keep at least that part consistent. Oh, four? Okay, thank you. But I was not very happy about it because, like, he was like already getting like, he was already like switching his tides because, like, he was like, well, I guess that's one good thing. Like, he was actually, you know, actually picking aside for himself to do, like, you know, what's right, instead of following orders. But, actually switching back to what I like about this season, I got so happy when what her fucking name is, fucking
Perrin Gotsky
dies to the flood. Like, the looks on her eyes, she's like...
Literally all I can, when I saw that scene, all I said was, have fun, Perrin Gotsky.
Say hi to the grave mine for me, why don't you?
We all collectively went, yeah. Fuck you.
Hey, fuck you.
Oh, well.
Character dies in a brutal way. Let's go.
Yeah, and I can't stop thinking about it now. It's in my head. Just heard, like,
Perrin Gotsky.
But another good thing I liked was...
I mean...
Well, obviously, yeah, fucking mommy, her ass shots were so good and on point. Like,
also, I'm sorry, we can't forget about mommy number two, Riz. Yeah. She was also mommy, but she was mommy.
That's what I was going to go for. Like, for worst part. Like, her giving up to be a Spartan. Like, you know, they tell her, like, you're out.
The series.
You're done. Like, you took that injury? Go.
I mean, I like to ask these two. I consistently was saying, yo, Riz needs to stop getting fucking blown up, dude.
I mean, I liked her character development to leading to her retiring, but, like, you're too cool to retire. I like you. You're cool.
Can you imagine if she was with them towards the end? She would have been oh,
dude.
Was that an Endgame reference?
No, I was just saying, like, you know, she would say, like, you go there, I will, boom, break them.
Ah.
Also, speaking of the two mommies of the series, Joe Lair cushioned the blow. They showed her right at the end. Kai has to be alive.
She better. Mommy better be alive.
Oh, another thing. I'm so sorry, Jonah. I'm stealing your light. Continue.
We love.
Are you sure?
Let him cook.
We got a monitor.
We got a monitor.
It doesn't look right, but we got a monitor.
No, it looks right. It's accurate to Halo Infinite's monitor, just not to Halo 3 monitor or 2. It's not the monitor or 1.
Yeah, because this is the silver timeline.
Because like, we're looking different.
Yeah. Hunter, I'm aware.
No, I'm not saying to you specifically. I'm just saying it in my mind. I'm just... Damn, you caught me.
Like, it's... Okay. Caught his ass.
I mean, as I jokingly said, I like how Monitor was giving Chief a therapy session. That was kind of funny.
I know. In the beginning of the episode, all we saw was Chief sitting there, and there was this like blue light that was just around his face, and I'm like, that's got to be a fucking monitor. It has to be. Like, no human emits blue light.
I got a good shot of all of us, so I'm going to post that later.
Whatever. You know,
but that was really good. Like, I love that we guessed it right away with the blue light there. Just I like that we guessed it.
You did a little thing around your face on Snapchat.
I like the obviously we could tell right away the blue light, but like at first, like Hunter was like, that doesn't sound like a monitor. It doesn't sound robotic.
Ooh, he did sound robotic, but then the episode ended and he had that robotic pitch in his voice, and I'm like, okay, yeah, y'all were right.
We must activate the ring.
And then bro was talking about, there's some guy downstairs hidden in the dark who wants to talk to you. And then you guys are like, Gravemind? ? I'm a monument to all your sins?
It's gotta be Gravemind, dude. I mean, like...
There's no one else it can be.
Well, unless actually...
it's fucking the Didact.
I was gonna say, unless it's the Didact. But that's then again... True. But like, how the hell are you gonna fit a big-ass ball on the underground world, man? Especially on that ring.
Yeah, I was like, that ring's not that thick.
The Didact got them walls, so like, you know,
it could make more sense. And I know it's not Requiem, but
what, say that again.
I said it would make more sense, and I know it's not Requiem.
What, say that again one more time.
It would make more sense. Shut the fuck up.
Do you mean Requiem?
Is it Requiem?
Yes, Requiem.
Really?
Not Requiem.
I always thought it was Requiem. The fuck? Hold on. Ah, screw this. Hold on.
That's a real word. Requiem.
Yeah. Requiem. Requiem. Not Requiem.
Oh, fuck you guys. It is Requiem.
You're saying it wrong.
Requiem.
No, it's Requiem.
Motherfuckers, that's how it's spelled.
Requiem. But the qua is silent. It's not qua.
Whatever.
It's Requiem. Requiem.
Requiem. Requiem. There Onyx was a shield world. Requiem's a shield world. It would make more sense if the Didact was on Onyx.
Mm-hmm.
But no, that's the fun was on Onyx.
But if the Didact was there, then we would be getting Halo 4 Cortana, not whatever that is.
Ooh, he's right.
Whatever that is.
He's right.
Maybe they're playing the long game. Maybe they're gonna give us that like plot twist that she's got that skin now as a default and be like,
Damn.
We just gotta look at it in the writer's perspective. Like, hold up, let him cook. Like, they're giving us bad, but
and David Wiener cook.
They're leaving us trails of crumbs to pick up, and then when we get to the actual loaf of bread, it's Cortana's ass.
Damn, David Wiener might be able to cook. If y'all didn't know, that's the director that made this season. His name is David Wiener.
He did a good job for this season. I mean, let alone, like, season one was obviously very awful, but season two...
Are you saying you like the Wiener?
No, I don't like the Wiener.
Yes, he is.
Shut up.
You Wiener.
Likes our Wieners.
Fuck you both.
Anyway, continue. I'm sorry to keep cutting you off. This discussion is long enough because we keep cutting you off like
dickheads. No, it's fine. I mean, like I said, this is what because this is what, you know, podcasts usually are. They're just usually us talking over each other, talking with each other, agreeing on some things, disagreeing on things. That's just how it is. That's how every podcast is and will be from here on forth. I guess we're calling it Redacted Rejects, right? Like, that's officially what we're going to go with.
That's the name I pitched,
Redacted. That's what I mean. It sounds good. Like, it basically kind of explains us. We're not redacted, but we are rejects of some sort.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck redacted means, but fuck it. It sounded
funny. It sounds funny, and then we're good. I mean, hell, five likes on that post.
Clicks in high school, so.
I mean, look, all I can say is five likes on that post. I'm okay with it if people are okay with it. No one's commented anything about Redacted Rejects, so. Hey, it's ours now. Trademark. It's ours. If anybody tries to take it, we'll sue. But I think.
Hey, wait, one more picture. Smile.
Sexy fuck.
Okay. Let's go on Twitter. You okay with that?
I don't care. I mean, I've already showed my face for when I played Arkham Asylum, so.
That's fair.
But I can say as though what I.
God, I am a fucking degenerate. Jesus.
Sorry. What another thing I liked about it, obviously, was like there were some good points of redemption in certain characters, so that was good.
Especially Perez. Ackerson.
Ackerson, we hated him at first, and by the end, we were like, ooh, hold on, let him cook. Ackerson, but, wait,
like, the more we went into the season, though, I realized that Ackerson wasn't really the bad guy here. He was just following orders. Like, yeah, he was following Perangotsky's orders. And then when he told her, here's my theory. Like, when he told her about it, she's like, we can use this. Hold on. We can let this cook. Like, let's...
Hold on a minute.
What do you think you're doing? Tell everybody.
Cook. Wait a minute. Let Ackerson cook.
This machine does this. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up for a minute. It's going to wipe out everything within 100 million miles. Shut the fuck up!
I loved, like almost all the good things about the... Like, there were certain episodes, obviously, that didn't do as good, but like there were others that... Yeah. Like, there was, like, I want to say, like, majority of it was good, and then you got this for, like, bad. Like, the good parts, obviously, from, like, the flood reveals... The first
three episodes were banger. Then, no, the first four episodes were banging. Then the fifth episode was when they went on a side quest looking for fucking Kessler. That was mid. The episode after that was kind of mid. And then we got...
Last episode had, you know...
I wouldn't say there was, like that. I want to say, like, its majority of it was actually good compared to what was bad about it. But, like...
Yeah.
But, like...
I agree with that.
I think overall, for this season, like I said, 7 out of 10... What they should do, like, I think, like, their problem is they have too many characters when they introduced it, like, the show, like, entirely of the show.
Please.
They introduced too many characters, and with that become too many problems with writing side stuff for those characters, because, like, that's with every writer. Like, you know, with me, like, if I wrote that many characters in one show, I have to put everyone included. If you kick someone out, and it consistently do it, it becomes a problem, and then it's like, why do you even have them in the first place? Just... Like, don't
too many main characters. There was not enough supporting roles.
Exactly. Yeah. I want to say that because, like, with the whole side story with finding Kessler and all that,
lame.
It was lame. It was very lame. Like there were some kind of good parts. I mean, obviously, we got to see Mini-Me in that show, so I was pretty cool. Oh, yeah.
So, for context, Kessler wears a Master Chief helmet, and as you can see, Jonah got a Master Chief helmet that he'd be wearing. And we're like, Jonah, you're in the show. It's you.
That fucking helmet, dude. He was consistently telling Kess to turn it off or take it off, dude.
just like the real Master Chief.
Yeah, that's basically it. That okay, well, actually, that's another thing, too, that pisses me off. Taking it off consistently. I get that the actor, I mean, he, like, what was it? He didn't like taking it off consistently, right? He wanted to keep it on, but, like,
I think they wanted... is the equivalent to Henry Cavill with The Witcher, where it's like, no, it's not supposed to be like this, and there's like
oh, he knows. I feel like he knows what he's talking about. He knows what he's doing. They should put him in the room. They should put him in the conference room. So, what do you think the Master Chief should do in season 3?
Oh well, he should keep having sex.
Don't let him have sex, but instead,
Hunter has been hooked on that for the last two seasons the entire season since episode 1. I don't want to see the Master Chief have sex again.
You know what's funny? Pablo opted against Friday. You know what's funny? Pablo Schreiber opted against the sex scene, and they were like,
of course he did.
No.
And then the producers went, take your clothes off.
Take your clothes off.
Oh. But,
do it.
Like, I think. Like, they should not have that many side characters, especially, like, I get, we have, like, also the main characters, how do I say this correctly without making it sound, like, confusing? I guess...
There's too many protagonists?
There's too many protagonists, and there's not enough antagonists, you know? Like, we get the main villain of Halo is obviously the Covenant, but, like, season 3 now, most likely they're gonna bring the Flood, and then there's the Covenant. You got two villains... Like, you gotta focus on one of them for the next season, because if you put two of them, and there's gonna be, too many conflicts, too many things happening, and then you're gonna lose, everyone's attention on it, you know what I mean?
Oh my fucking word, Jonah, you're so right, and then, again, to bring this back, we also had theories, like, what if they introduced the fucking Prometheus and the Dynac? We don't have enough room, that's too many villains. And then we were also saying, like, in season 1 they had Atriox at the end of season 1. Are they gonna bring Atriox back in season 3 and have him form the Banish? Like, we don't have room for the Banish, and the Banish,
I feel like that's a season 4 thing.
But that's the thing, like, the problem is, how will they bring them? You know, how will they show it? Like, will they show it as a god, I'm gonna burp.
Burp then, Pookie, god.
Ooh,
that 3 was out good, of 10, bro. 3 out of 10.
Sorry, man. I was trying to hold it at the same time. I'm drinking so much Sprite, and then I got, like, enchilada. It was so good.
That was water. I'm a fucking idiot.
No. I'm drinking out of this.
Oh.
You got a handle of Sprite, bro. Just like, damn. That's a
fucking Sprite.
I know, but no. Like, this is like Spider-Man 3 all over again. Like,
yeah,
too many villains.
Loaded cast.
Exactly. Like, what they
too
should,
many,
like, because, like,
heroes. No.
Like, when they introduce, like, these other villains, or the other villains or whatever, like, I feel like if for season 3, if they put the Flood and the Covenant, then you're right, the Forerunners or whatever, they put all three of that. Exactly. You already got four. You already got four right there. If you're going to put them in one season, you're going to have to, like, do them one at a time in separate season there. Probably, like, at the end of a season for, let's say it's the end of season 3, put, like, a cliffhanger for introducing the Forerunners or the Prometheans, whatever. Prometheans.
Talking over a black screen, something like that.
Exactly. Because, like, now that you got the Flood involved in season 3, probably, it's gonna be, like, it's gonna be a side quest. Flood is gonna be a side quest there. That's what they're gonna do. I feel like they're gonna make Flood a side quest.
What if they do what they do in the game and the Monitor turns bad, and then it's just everyone versus the Monitor and the Sentinels? That's too many villains. The Flood, the Sentinels, the Covenant. The game handled that better, but I don't think...
Yeah, I was just about to jump into that conversation there. Like, the games actually handled their main focus correctly, whereas Halo 5 was a bit of a conflict, you know? Like... You had two teams you were focusing on, Locke's team and Chief's team. Obviously, you wanted to play as the Master Chief, but you can't, because you gotta finish Locke's mission first to get to Master Chief's story, and then the remaining of the game is Locke's version, which I hated, because, like I wanted to play this game because, obviously, I've already played through the other ones as Master Chief. I would like to play the rest of this as Master Chief. I would have liked it if Halo 5 gave us the option, like how they did for Transformers or any other, like, you play two sides. You can play either side in their story, you know? Like, if I wanted to play through Master Chief's story, I will play through Master Chief. Not bouncing back and forth. Like, don't get me wrong, I love playing Buck, Vale, but not fucking what's-her-name, because she's so forgetful.
Tanaka's fucking... Tanaka. The only good thing about Locke's story was the saying Helios arc, and that was it.
That was it. But obviously, Halo 5's got the best... models.
Halo 5 has better writing than the show, in my opinion. I think
I will agree with you on that. I think it's just how they handled the story for Halo 5. Like,
yes,
like you, yeah, it feels awkward to play. Well, not awkward. It feels
like again, weird. It's another, like we were saying, that's another case of a bloated cast. Like the Halo show does not need to have a bloated cast where we need to focus on two factions of good guys and two factions of bad guys. Like, I don't want season 3 to roll around and like, oh, here's the Covenant, here's the Flood, here's the Monitor and the Sentinels. Maybe there might be Prometheans. Oh, maybe we might get the Banished. Maybe we might get a Great Schism. Like, no, this season, another thing, I didn't point this out, another thing the season does poorly is the plot lines. Like, what episode was it when it was like, oh, we're going to focus, it was the episode 8, because we're on episode 9, right? It was episode 8, here's POV, here's Ackerson's POV, here's Miranda and Halsey.
There's only 8 episodes for the season.
Oh, 8? Okay, so yeah. So episode 7.
The bouncing back and forth between plot lines.
We're looking for Kessler. We're looking in the throne on your mind. Here's Master Chief fucking around with Kai. Here's Ackerson. Oh, here's Perrin Gosky. Here's Arbiter and Maki. Stop switching plot lines.
Here's absolutely dunking on Chief in that room.
Beating his ass. Then again, I'd want her to beat my ass too.
I was about to say the same thing, bro. Same thing.
But I guess there's just so many directions that the writers could go for season 3. And it's like,
yeah,
if they really fuck season 3 up instead of making it better, because now they got so many characters now that they need to bring into this. Like, if they're gonna bring the Gravemind in, they're gonna have to be like, oh, we gotta do like this whole now story for Gravemind. Like, if they do that,
be annoying.
Because here's the thing, obviously from what we saw, like from what we played, Halo 2 and all that, the Gravemind stays in one spot.
Until if they he, make like based story, high charity,
yeah. But if God they damn, make, stop yawning. If they give him mobility, like to that's move fucked. Around freely, it's so mad.
That's gonna be horrifying. That's what no, that's gonna be.
What's
it's
worse, be
horrifying, but it's not work.
Because what would be worse is if they give him a body, like as a host to do all that. I mean, like obviously they did that with Truth. You know, when he possessed Truth for like a bit to like tell him he's like a light snack or something like that. I can't remember.
Light snack.
But like, if they actually make him like a physical character, like this is his main body, his
a walking talking whatever. Venus flytrap. I don't want a walking talking Venus flytrap. He's supposed to slip space jump. Do not give me a walking talking Venus flytrap. He's just supposed to be a giant Venus flytrap. Don't give him legs.
Remember, they almost did that. That's what we thought they were doing with that lady in the cell who.
Yeah,
you know,
we thought that.
Hey,
but like,
did you touch the artifact? And she's like, no, I didn't.
Dumbass.
I definitely shouldn't touch this artifact. Yeah, you shouldn't.
When I said I thought that scientist lady would be a Gravemind, I thought she'd be like a Captain Keyes Gravemind. Like,
the big old thing, whatever. That's what I'm thinking in my head. Like, watch this. Like I definitely shouldn't touch this artifact. Yeah, no.
I definitely shouldn't touch this artifact with no gloves on. Did they not learn from COVID in like 2552?
I don't think they teach them basic stuff. I don't think they teach basic health in whatever high school they went to.
They don't. Dumbass.
Fucking clearly.
Clearly not. No. I don't think this entire season we've seen anyone wash their hands. They touched everything.
You're
too.
Fucking right.
Holy shit.
Like, they touched like one, vehicles, guns. Yeah. Like, in this entire season, no one washed their hands. Like,
that's so gross. Like, bro, no wonder the
fuck. I mean, sure, they could have done it off screen. That's fine if you want to go with that excuse. But, like,
but in season 1, we had everyone in the bathroom buck ass naked taking showers and baths. Season 2, we're not cleaning.
I just realized this once.
Mm-hmm. As a medical worker, to those of you watching this, wash your goddamn hands. Please.
please wash your hands. You might accidentally unleash a space parasite.
Exactly yeah. what he's saying.
Wash your fucking hands, you dumbasses.
Hey, yo.
No worries, okay.
Damn, Jonah, did you just get grave-minded, bro? What the fuck?
I did. I got grave-minded hard.
Oh, fucking Rose said,
Damn, Jonah, relax, bro. Jonah, you're
I do. I do want to say one good thing about season one. Obviously, that ass shot from Mommy.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh, I thought we were talking about the John Halo ass shot. That was a good one, too.
No, the only ass shot that needs to be seen is mine, okay? Mine.
Say,
whip those cheeks out, bro. Come on.
The grave mind gets to
you, okay, live on YouTube.
No, Jonah, the grave mind is taking you over. Don't let the grave mind pant you.
Oh, no, the grave mind's going to make me say the N-word. Okay.
I'm going to close this. Holy shit.
The Master Chief gets possessed by the Great Mind. Oh, he's making me say the N-word.
Can we also acknowledge another thing from season two? Captain Keyes just telling Ackerson to go fuck himself.
That shit was that was good.
He put so much emphasis on just go fuck yourself. It's like,
damn. I feel like that was a step towards this character development, not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Well, even in season one, he apologized to John. He's like, I'm so sorry for what we've done, dude.
Captain Keyes was a real homie. That speech that he gave in the Reach Invasion episode, that had me like, damn. He said, hey, guys, you see this guy? This is John. You all know him as the Master Chief. He's fighting with us without his armor. That's how strong he is, bro. He's him. Y'all gotta be like John here. Y'all gotta be him. Or her.
I'll be John Halo.
This gave me, like, that speech gave me Independence Day vibes. Today won't be known as a national holiday.
Fucked with the wrong planet.
We celebrate our Independence Day. It makes me want to watch that movie again. I have it on
DVD. The planet just proceeds to get glass, though.
If we never go back to Reach, I'm going to be honest. I thought we'd be on Reach longer. I thought they'd go back to Reach. Nope.
I love that. That's one thing I loved about with the Reach there. They're like, it's the winter contingency.
For real, they were saying things. They're like, hey, there's shit going down at Visegrad Relay. We were all like, we know what that is. We know what that is. There's the winter contingency going on, guys. Get ready. We were like, we know what that is. We know what that is. He said the thing.
About busted a nut when they said Visegrad Relay.
For real. I was like, yo, he said the thing. Whoa. Oh, and then when she, let's talk about when there was an OG Xbox in that pawn shop and we all.
Oh, yeah. Well, I noticed it first and then I brought it up.
Yeah, you noticed it first and then I was like, wait, yo, there is an Xbox there. Wait.
She's protecting
that. Yeah, just like, I thought it was just a basic black box. Oh shit.
I mean, also, can we talk about when we lost our minds when Chief said, I need a weapon? We were
he said it. He's rocking that fucking wood axe from, what did she say, the 20th century, right? Fact that thing was maintained for so long.
I mean,
look, that is some real dedication right there. I mean, like I said, I think my Xbox One is on my closet right now. So
I mean,
care of his shit.
And you can judge me for this. My 360 is right here.
Dude, how has that not burnt up your thing?
He's fucking him. Don't question it.
I haven't turned it on.
Oh. But like, okay, so
it's
like,
hooked up. I'm like, I want to go play the Combat Evolved anniversary.
If you could, like, you could see a bit of my setup here. Like, I got my little monitor right there for my Xbox Series S. Then you got my main TV for my Xbox Series X, and the same with the PlayStation 5 to go with the TV. And then, like, on my side, on my left right now, from where I'm pointing at, is my second monitor compared to the main one you see here. But the second one is connected to my other Series S for my main filming screen. For
Machinima. Yeah, way cooler than mine. I just
looking at me and big money, bro.
I'm not walking big money. Speaking of big money, if you feel like donating to us, we greatly appreciate it. It helps us improve and get better mic quality. I was giving my fucking speech, motherfuckers.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me shut up. Let him cook.
Anyway, it helps us improve, get better equipment, helps us obviously get new cameras for Sam here, for Hunter, possibly a new mic for Sam, preferably, because
he needs it. I'm rocking the good old Skull Candy special, bro.
He needs it badly. Help him. Save a Sam. Or don't. Save a Hunter.
Save a Sam? He's saving lives. Why do you need to save the man who saves lives? He doesn't need saving.
With every donation, we donate a camera to Sam. Or a mic. Or food. So save us.
3 episodes later, there's just a pile of them behind me. I'm sitting in the pile. Stop fucking donating!
But yeah, there's any donation helps. Any donation helps. It helps us get new equipment, helps us play new games. Hell, it would help us also like hire animators for any parts of our Machinima shows, which you guys can check out. Will be in the links below. I would recommend watching Dick and Billy, Outlanders, and The Rookie's Aftermath if you're looking for kind of red versus blue nostalgic vibes. They do provide that.
To watch the Please, guys, go days. Watch Outlanders. You can see me, Ace, your favorite character.
You can watch me, Justice and Justice.
That too. But I think
fucking vape god of the channel, Jesus.
I know. But I guess for me, overall, would I recommend it to someone? Yes, I think I would recommend the show. Like, it has its ups and downs, so, like, obviously from what Sam said, don't expect much, but do expect to see Master Chief in the show. Like, that's the only...
John Halo.
But, I mean, at least the good side is they kept him, you know? Like, they weren't gonna make him, like, just because they called the show Halo and you expect to be Master Chief, like, for the entire show. Some shows, like, call it something the same, like, the thing that it would involve the main character, but they would push him aside and be like, it's not about you anymore. You're done. You did your part.
It's him, but it's also other people.
Yeah. So,
John, sit your ass down.
You're being benched this episode.
Just yeah, we're going to follow Mommy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Sorry.
But I would say we did have a blast watching these episodes together, though. It was really fun watching.
Oh, hell yes.
Yeah. Oh, without a doubt.
So I would say, I mean, we'd definitely do it again for season 3. Hopefully.
Oh, what do you mean for season 3? You said we're doing this for Genlock.
Well, no, I know for Genlock, but like that's between you and me, because I don't know if Sam would be available to watch it with us during that time.
Oh, yeah. So you're on season 3.
Well, it won't let me screen record HBO, so I'm going to be switching to Crunchyroll, see if that works. If it does...
I don't think any streaming services allow you to stream.
Doesn't allow you, really?
You can't even take a screenshot of anything.
That's crazy. I used to do that back then. I was able to. That's crazy.
I think they've... I feel like that's like on the verge of piracy laws kind of thing.
Damn. How do people react to their videos? Like nowadays, I see people uploading their reactions. I'm like, how the hell do you get the footage, man? Because like I'm trying to dead-ass find those footages. Like, I have... Okay, I will say this right now. I do have Genlock. And I could just screen share on Blu-ray. Like, that probably work. Ah, my leg! But, like, other shows and all that? I don't know. I probably have to look around with that. I'll have to do my research on it. I will do my research on it. But,
anywho.
Yeah, expect there to be a Genlock Episode 1 reaction with me, Hunter, and maybe Sam, if he's down for it. If he's not,
but if season 3 comes around, you best believe the redacted rejects are gonna be back at it again, and we're gonna fuck on Halo season 3, baby. We're gonna fuck on the Halo.
Yep, and don't forget.
Don't fuck on Halo.
As always, though, I guess we're kind of reaching our 1 hour here. So that's actually pretty impressive. We didn't make it through our first podcast in an hour. So hopefully, people like what we talk about. If you don't, that's fine. We'll do better in the next one. But Redacted Rejects is a new podcast we are doing. Let me pull up my thing, because actually, I'm from now on, like anything we do with Redacted Rejects, I'm going to write a script so I know what we're going to talk about, what we should talk about.
I'm going to stream it and have like a game playing in the background while we talk. I need to make a HUD for Redacted Rejects if we stream it. which I probably will eventually, but I need I need to prepare. I need prep time for my redacted rejects.
All right, so I guess I'm going to read this off. I'm not going to look at the screen because I apologize. I'm still trying to get used to this. So Redacted Rejects, it is a podcast where we talk about things that are happening outside of our group and outside of the channel in general. And then during the podcast, when we talk about like some, you know, one of life's great mystery questions, like why did me and Hunter spend an hour playing Bluey, or what makes us YouTube content creators? What persuades us or motivates us to keep going?
Yeah, we motivate each other because we're all sexy.
And then where do we see ourselves doing this? That too. Like, where do we see ourselves doing this stuff in the future? Like, obviously, I've been doing this for like almost 10 years now. Almost. Like, I think I'm a number eight. I think I'm on year eight. So
how long have I been doing it? Hold on.
Man, I've been doing this since, I don't know, 2019, 2020, and
I started YouTube in 2015. Actually, this might be my ninth year.
My channel was created.
9 years on YouTube. That's what I've been waiting for. That's what it's all about. Woo!
Yeah! I started
my YouTube. Channel itself was created September 7th of 2015.
I started YouTube April 5th, 2015. My anniversary is coming up, so expect me to play whatever game. But I will say this, like I'm telling myself this and you all, on my 10-year anniversary, I am going to play Halo 4 on campaign on the legendary difficulty, hopefully with my boys here.
And are we doing the Lasso campaign for your 10-year anniversary?
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I don't care if we never finish. I don't care if we don't finish it at all. I just want to like have fun. I want to have fun with you guys on it.
But at the same time, I'm going to be horny for Cortana the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get to the last episode. I'm going to have gray spots in my beard. My face is going to be saggy and wrinkly. We finally did it.
We made it.
We did it. We beat Halo 4.
I will, like, during that whole recording there, I will actually act as if, like, how I did back then from 2015. And it's gonna so weird because I was like part of those like cliche kids. They go like, "What's up, everybody?"
Cringe Jonah, no, not cringe. The cringe Jonah arc is coming back.
All of my cringy gaming videos from when I first originally uploaded, I have privated all of them, not unlisted, privated.
My
channel is piano stuff.
I will like my 10-year anniversary. I will republic. Not republish, but unprivate it. My first gameplay video, I will unpublish it or unprivate it so that everyone can see, and then they'll see that it's 10 years old. You're gonna see like my old ass intro, and it was like I used iMovie. I used iMovie to make this thing, and I used my mom's camera when I made the video, and I sound a little more higher, like my balls haven't dropped.
I said a cringe Jonah like I knew you back in 2015. I knew you since like 2019.
You know what? I will give you a sample of what I sounded like last year, or almost 10 years ago. Let me see.
Hey, guys, it's your boy, Poppy. He's going to sound like Tom Holland. Hey, guys, it's your boy,
Poppy. Hey, guys, Mr. Stark sent me here so I can like record a video. I don't really know what that's about. Oh, let me find it, dude. It's so old.
Ass hurts on a random
side. All right, here, hold on.
Bro, my ass.
All right, shh, here.
You twink ass motherfucker that you used to be.
Oh, no, hold up, since we're doing this.
Uh-huh.
Oh, let's take a look.
My video says it's 8 years old, though. Oh, I won't make it in time. I made it. Oh, that's why. Because
your first upload was.
I made it on the same. I made the video the same year, but I made it 4 days after I made the channel. That's fine. It's still fine. I'll just make the video on the 9th or publish it on the 9th.
Do any of you remember Venturi and Tail? Do either of you know that?
I love Venturi and Tail. I watched them as a kid growing up. Like, I watched it every time before I go to school. I watched it for breakfast and have egg sausage muffy, whatever the hell those things are called.
I was the kid that did the Venturian Dude gaming channel. What? I don't know if you ever saw it, but that is me.
Manchurian dude. Let me look at this real quick.
I guarantee you it's going to pop up with the Thor hammer one.
Venturian tail. Say that again.
No, Venturian dude gaming.
Venturian dude gaming. Hey, yeah, your name pops up.
Fuck, bro. But yeah, no, this was me 8 years ago.
Damn, I don't have any recorded footage when I didn't
YouTube. Hey, I have my friend over. Jack Best Eye. And him and I are going to make a four-in-four video. And we're going to get so really,
really... Shut your fucking adorable. Mouth.
You sound like, fucking mouth. You sound like,
That little boy is going to grow up to become a firefighter and save lives. Shout out to that little boy.
That guy is going to be homosexual for a black man and a Hispanic.
Podcast episode. She's calling me.
Huh? Say it again?
Hi, honey. You're on our podcast with us.
Do what?
Said we're recording a podcast episode if you want to say hi.
Stop licking your lips, you fuck. You're going to make me horny.
That is my lovely girlfriend, everybody.
I just realized, like, I was going to say, like, this man's going to grow up to be homie. Well, let me finish. This man's going to grow up to become a homosexual for a black man and a Latino.
Oh, there's no better way. Too bad we all live on the two opposite sides of the... Well, not two opposite sides, like half a continent away.
Yeah. But hey, I mean, anything could change within a year. I mean, hopefully we'll be actually all able to see each other physically. It'll just probably take time, but I mean, at least it works.
I mean, I already told Thor that my uncle lives in Texas, and if I ever go, I might try to hit him up and be like, yo, like,
shit, if you do that, let me know ahead of time, and then maybe I could request some days off, you know.
Say less. Thor said he will take me to the firing range, and we can shoot guns together. Sounds like a diggity wet dream. It also, does. Thor, did you mute yourself?
Yeah, he's probably on the phone with his girlfriend still.
Oh, still?
Yeah.
Nah,
but I think we've already passed it, our hour range for the podcast. So, everyone, just want to say thank you all for watching, again, this podcast, listening to us. If you did enjoy it, please leave a like, comment, subscribe, tell us what you think personally about Halo, the show itself, season one, season two, all that good shit. Obviously, I'm your host, Papa Thulu, or Jonah, I guess we'll go with that. And
I mean,
I'm here.
He's Cooler Studios. You will find him at Cooler. Link in the description. I hope you put the links in the description or fucking put links to our channels at the end of the video. But yeah, well, this is Cooler Studios, man. Sexy bastard.
But yes, don't forget to please go subscribe to Thorhammer and Black Hunter, who will be switching his name eventually to your boy Hunter, or it's your boy.
I'm gonna change mine to Thor's voice, so.
But yeah.
You want him to put the hammer down.
But thank you guys for listening to the first episode podcast of Redacted Rejects. You probably all left by now, but it doesn't matter. It's out here, it's out there. You guys can all see it. You guys can be like, ooh, cringe, that's fine. We're just here to share our opinions, our thoughts, talk to each other, and just let the world know that we're exactly how we are when we stream, when we game together, when we just chat normally. We're just a bunch of cool homosexual guys.
Hell
oh, yeah.
And I don't...
To the end.
To the end. There you go. But yeah, I'm going to wave to the camera there. Till next time, guys. Thanks for stopping by.
You guys can see me waving, but just imagine I'm waving by Pookies that are watching.
Them guys. You guys have been an amazing, amazing group that has stuck with us for this long.
Yeah, it's
really...
Those
of us who are new, like me and Hunter, for example, I mean, we didn't really show up till a few years ago.
I mean, it was a good time that you showed up.
Through fucking Overwatch, okay?
Imagine.
Thor and I met through, I think, a buddy that we... Was it a buddy that we both...
Yep, because it was... I joined a body acting thing for somebody's series. And I joined their Discord server, all that. And I ended up messaging Jonah when he was under a different name. I don't remember what it was.
I was under Rift the X2 Films, I think, back then.
It
or Infinity Networks. Infinite Networks, nope. Maybe?
Nope, it was a Discord name.
Discord.
It was right before the Jonah's Voice one. Herdorks? I think it was his you dorks? And... Yes.
Okay, yeah, Herdorks.
Yep, it was that name. I was like, the name with which we don't speak. I messaged him asking, you know, hey, can I be a voice actor? And he said, sure. That was 3 years ago, this summer.
Yeah, it's this crazy. Summer. 3 years, though. It's, God, dude.
Damn, like, that origin story sounds way more cooler than me and Jonah's origin story. Holy fuck.
Nonsense, man. You became the man, the myth, the legend you are today.
You're the Black Hunter.
All I can say is, even though we don't talk to her like that anymore, shout out to Kenzie, who introduced me to you through Overwatch.
Yeah, dude.
And then you're like, yo, bro.
Like, I would love to talk to her again and all that, but I think she's actually just doing her own thing, you know?
She's doing her own thing. Kenzie said, nah, I'm going to do my own thing. Oh my god, don't tell me you saw that as my Miles Morales icon glue.
Yeah, dude, I heard that. Nah. All I heard was the
dang.
Well, this was fun.
It was really fun.
Appreciate you guys watching this.
Yeah,
those of you who stuck around to the end.
Yeah, I hope we are able to do a second episode. But I guess this. So let me see if I recall what I just said about every podcast. So the podcasts are not going to be out, I don't think, regularly. Sorry, my English.
We'll just leave that random when we feel like.
Yep. But they will be released. A new podcast episode will be released every, not every Saturday, but whenever on a Saturday at 10 o'clock there. For me and Thor's time. So don't forget, if you do want to see us,
Central Standard US time. Yeah,
Central Standard US time. If you're interested in seeing us game, go ahead and check us out on Twitch. It'll be in the description below. Each Twitch person's link will be in the below. If you want to see some highlights, you can check them out on the other link below with a playlist where you guys can see all of our funny moments of 2023 and 2024. And there will be more content to come. I expect one of our newest videos to come out this upcoming Monday at 10 o'clock. I will say it's been an honor to play with Hunter on this one because we actually had a pretty good time, I think. We laughed our socks off on it because it was very fun. And then expect a sequel for a certain game that just got an update. Really fun. It was really fun to play with returning people like Caitlin and with Hunter.
Pop-Tarts, that's all I can say.
For me and Jonah here, maybe Hunter on my channel. I'm going to try and do this. It's going to be Twitch, Xbox chat shit saved onto my computer. Look out for Fortnite streams. And my friend James, he's going to join us too.
Man, we had Master Chief.
He had the Master Chief now. But look out for Fortnite streams. Jonah, install Insurgency Sandstorm. That's a game me and James haven't played in a while. It's really
Insurgency
fun.
Insurgency what?
Sandstorm.
It's a COD-like game. It's a first-person shooter type game. I know
you're going to have to send me info on that one because I might have to get it there right away. But yeah. Well,
since we're all talking about video uploads, I may or may not upload a Battlefront video sometime next week. I don't know. It depends on how I fucking feel. That's it.
But yeah, there's other videos.
It's the Big Country Taco on Instagram. At the Big Country Taco.
Oh.
Go follow my truck page.
Mm.
You can see me and my girlfriend's lovely little excursions. Like,
you
one
said
that I'm going to be posting next month.
Say so what? You said, nah. Yeah, you said they're only fans?
No, dude,
yeah,
I got banned off that. Fansly.com/Thorhammer.
Ooh.
Ah. Send me
my feet pics there.
Hell
this
yeah.
Is going on the internet. Oh, God.
Yeah. I hope you're proud of yourself on that one.
I'm proud of you.
But yeah.
My future employers, this is satire.
But yeah, expect other videos to come for highlights. We do have other ones like me and the boys played Battlefield 2042. I'm still editing that. Another one is a Paladins video that'll be coming out. And soon a Gears of War. You'll see.
Oh, let's fucking go.
Gears of War 2, you'll see the highlight version, but you can check out the full video on Papathulu. That will be on the description below. Same with the other previous live stream ones we did, like Ruby, Bluey, and a bunch of other games. At the moment, you will also be seeing some highlight video of me playing Batman Arkham Asylum for the first time. I've never played it before, and I'm playing it on Steam with my good old 360 controller, just for nostalgia reasons. But yeah, all the good stuff that will come to this channel.
Yours looks so clean. Hold up.
Yeah.
My shit dusty as hell.
It was because I ordered three
360 controllers. Oh, I sold mine like 10 years ago.
I bought three new brand new ones, but these ones are, I think, off brand because they don't got that logo in the middle.
Lame.
I know. They come with this weird thing that's attached to it. I don't even know what the hell this is. It comes with it. It's like a wireless, but you need this to connect it, like Bluetooth wise.
The fuck?
I know, anyways, it's weird.
That's the redacted rejects, redacted.
You just reminded me that sounded like the Cat in the Hat, that live action adaptation. Like, you want to sign this position for Save the Dogs? Yeah.
Anything. Make it look like an accident.
Dude, oh my
and
god.
And on that note, we end the Redacted Rejects episode 1. We hope you guys enjoyed everything that we said. Go check our links, blah, blah, blah. That's it. I'm gonna go the fuck to sleep. I'm tired. It's
good night, buddy.
Alright, and that's a wrap.
One more thing.
Walker, can I sleep?
You can go.
Nah.
In all seriousness, love you guys. Oh, you're an amazing audience.
I love you too. Fuck you, bro. Shut up. I'll take a flight down there.
I love these two. They are some of the dearest friends to my heart. But most of all, we love all our fans. Y'all have a good night. Day, wherever you're...
You guys, I'm not like that. Fans. I won't fuck the fans. I'm not like that. I'll fuck these two on camera, though. I will. Leave your door unlocked. I'll see you tonight. I said I won't fuck the fans. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I'll fuck... Yeah, Jonah, you sexy bastard. Stop looking at me like that. Leave your door unlocked. I'll be there tonight. I miss you.
Miss you too.
Love you, boys.
Love you too. All right, bye.